Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, let's send things to PA announcer Vinny Walk.
And now for tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lady Silver Streaks of Galesburg. Starting at a guard, wearing number 5, Raina Goley. A guard wearing number 14, Lexi Daniels. A forward wearing number 20, Casey Williams. A forward wearing number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a forward wearing number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Silver Streaks come into this contest a record of 15-1, 4-0 in tourney action. They're coached by Evan Massey. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Lady Wildcats of Salem. Starting at a guard, wearing number 14, Shelby Holst. A guard wearing number 31, Sydney Holst. A guard wearing number 34, Kaylee Beer. In the middle for the Wildcats, wearing number 44, Deara Watson. And the forward wearing number 45, Kelly Sauger. The Lady Wildcats come to this contest a record of 12-3, 3-1 in tourney action. They're coached by Janet Holst.
Thanks to the PA announcer here, Vinny Walk. Streaks in their road, black trimmed in silver and white. We're not sure, since they're undefeated coming into the championship game, why they're the visiting team, but it's everything's strange here. The Wildcats in their home white, trimmed in green and red. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine. And stepping in for Salem will be Dara Watson. Shaylee at 6'1". Dara, I'm guessing, 5'11". Was that what you guess, Eric? Maybe 6 foot?
Maybe 6 foot.
Yeah. So the Streaks and the Wildcats both set to be back defensively. Tip one by Shaylee Florine, run down by Sabrina Clay. We're underway in the championship ball game. Shaylee, top of the key, left wing to Casey Williams. Man-to-man defense by the Wildcats. Left wing, Lexi Daniels down to the low block. It goes to Shaylee. Turnaround, baby hook, up and good. And we've got what happened?
We have something on the floor. Hair piece on the floor, I believe.
Yeah, one of the girls, I think, the Salem girls are not, like a lot of the girls wear headbands now. I think a lot of them, for some reason, the stuff that you use that they put under your ankle before they tape it, that stretchy stuff, a lot of girls use that as a headband. Now a ball knocked away by Shaylee in the backcourt. Watson able to run it down, though, for Salem. And I think it was a piece of one of those that came off.
And by hairpiece, I didn't mean an actual hairpiece.
Well, no.
A hair accessory.
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody's got fake hair out there.
Holst on the dribble, knocked away by Raina Gelly. She's able to get it back. Goes to Sauger, top of the key, left wing. This is Bear. Down a low block, Watson, spin move into the paint, and no contact and a foul called on Sabrina Clay. Well, we'll see. We'll see which one he's going to call.
Well, Shaylee is there, too.
There.
So. It's against Shaylee.
No, it went against Shaylee, yep.
So. And then Shaylee just said to Coach Massey, what'd I do?
See, and that's the thing that Coach Massey was talking about. It's hard on these girls because you're trying to teach them to play properly, and they don't, you know, what can I do differently? What do I do differently?
Yeah, because she was straight up and down. There was not even physical contact that time. I would have understood if she at least had rolled into Shaylee, and that didn't happen.
And it was a nice move by Watson, stopped and put up. She converted the three-point play. Now, Lexi Daniels with a chance at the traditional three-point play. She got into the paint, put up an eight-footer, hit it, and she got fouled by Shelby Holst. That'll be her first foul. And Lexi goes to the line with a chance at the different kind of three-point play than she normally sees.
Yeah. Well, and what we've seen in these first two of these first three possessions, Tom, is that it looks like the officials are going to call this real tight. So the Streaks have got to be aware that hand checks are probably going to be called in this one.
Full court pressure, finally getting it in. They get it into Bear in the backcourt, working against Casey Williams across midcourt, left to the center circle. Now gives to Shelby Holst in the center circle, working against Raina Gully, dribbles right. Picks up on the right side out high. Hands off to Bayer, top of the key. She'll penetrate down the left side. Shovels it over to Watson. 10-footer up, no good. More like a 5-footer. Rebound tipped out. Bayer runs it down. Gets to Shelby. Holds top of the key. Right wing it goes to Sydney. Holds down the paint. Watson, 6-footer up off the back iron, then falls through. Make it 5-5 with 6:40 to play first quarter.
It's actually Kaylee Beer started.
Oh, I'm sorry,
this one.
Beer. Kaylee Beer, Emily Beer. Yeah, Beer. Now from the right side, that was Raina Gully put it up and in. That's her first basket, and it's 7-5 Streaks. Watson drives down the right side lane, spins up off the glass and good.
Streak 7, Dara Watson
yep.
7.
She's going to be tough to stop. She's a very good player.
Well, I'm surprised we haven't seen Sabrina Clay on her just to give more athleticism.
Lexi for three, top of the key, good. So a traditional and a three-point bucket for Lexi Daniels, 10-7 streak, 6 minutes to play first quarter.
And Lexi has not cooled off, obviously.
This is Beer, knocked away in the backcourt by Casey Williams. Beer gets it back across midcourt in the center circle. Kaylee Beer dribbles left out high near the volleyball line. Now gives to Shelby Holst. She'll dribble left back to Beer on the left wing. Out to the high post right side. It's Watson cut off nicely by Shaylee Florine. Now in the paint, it goes to Sager. Drives left side. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay.
Oh
and she got called for a travel. She, if it's not a jump ball, it's got to be a foul. But instead, Sabrina got called for the travel. She ripped the ball away, went to the floor.
Well, I couldn't see from our angle. I actually thought that she had dropped the ball before she hit the floor, but maybe not. Like I said, I was kind of screened off by her body.
Holst inbounds to Sager. Shot blocked, though, by Raina Gully. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. Now Raina with it across midcourt right side. Right wing to Lexi Daniels. To Sabrina out between the circles. Out high left side, it's Raina. She'll dribble right. Spins at the free throw line. Lays it up off the glass and in. What an incredible move by Raina. Split the defenders. Reverse pivot back of the elbow to the basket up and in.
Yeah, and her ability and body control is just unbelievable in the lane. As if she had leaned either way there, Tom, she would either probably committed a foul or she would have ran into trouble.
Now Lexi Daniels knocks it away. Shaylee comes up with it. A great defense out on the perimeter by Raina as well, really bothering Shelby Holst handling the basketball. Under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Raina stops at the free throw line. Gives to Sabrina. She'll drive in. Kicks out to Lexi for three. Right wing. Bounces off. No good. Rebound tipped out by Sabrina. To Raina. Back to Sabrina. Down on the right block. Leans in and a foul is going to be called on Watson. That was a really good job by Sabrina that time. I thought maybe they were going to call a push off on her because she did right before she started to go in, a little bit of a push-off, and then the second time going up, Watson got her with the body. That's her first foul, and Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with two shots. And again, Raina Gully, great recognition to Sabrina, or rather to Lexi, and missed a shot, Sabrina right there, and Raina with the pass to get Sabrina set up to go to the basket again. First free throw up and good for Sabrina Clay, 13-7 streaks, 4:46 to play first quarter.
Well, the other thing I really liked about that, Tom, was that Sabrina, the first time she had the ball, spun into the lane and noticed Lexi wide open. And instead of trying to take it against traffic on her own, she decided to hit the hot hand, and she was able to get Lexi a shot, even though Lexi missed it.
Sabrina hits both free throws. Now we got a foul in midcourt. Good hustle by Sammy Thompson, tried to knock the ball away. Jammed a finger, looks like a little bit, knocking it away from Sager. But Sammy got a piece of Sager. That's going to be her first foul, second team foul on the streaks, and she's kind of pulling out on that finger. You kind of heard the pop when it hit the ball. Sammy and also Kaylin Boyston along with Lexi Daniels, Raina Gully, and Sabrina Clay. In for Salem, Maddie Hood had 10 points against the streaks the other day. This is Beer on the left wing. Now Hood out between the circles, standing on the volleyball spike line. Backs it out by the center circle with 4:20 to play in the quarter. Gives to Beer left of the center circle, working against Kaylin Boydston. Down the right side of the lane, a runner is up too hard off the glass. Rebound to Sager on the left side. She missed. Now rebound over the back up off the glass. No good by that was Emily Maxey and Sammy Thompson with the rebound for the streaks. Raina Gully now, top of the key. Behind the back pass to Kaylin Boyson. She goes left to the wing, picks up, gives back to Raina, top of the key, gets a pick from Sabrina down the right side of the lane, stops, 5-footer up off the glass, and good!
That body control is unreal. She saw the defender coming. Instead of going right into her and trying to lay it up with contact, she decided to jump stop and then go around the defender and lay it up on the under her arm.
30-second timeout called by Salem head coach Jana Holst. 3:48 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-7. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They are on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, right in front of Sandburg Mall. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And the entire weekend we've been driving a very nice 2013 certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue. It's the smaller SUV. The great thing about the certified pre-owned cars, you can buy with confidence. 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. 7-year or towing assistance, 24/7 roadside assistance, easy financing. You get a Carfax vehicle history report and the 167-point inspection. You wish your doctor would do that for you, but you get that with the certified pre-owned. You can check out this really, really nice dark red Nissan Rogue. It's got the backup camera, all-wheel drive. Check out that vehicle, all the rest of the certified pre-owns, and all the new Nissans on the lot at Galesburg Nissan. They're just in front of Sandburg Mall on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. This is Hood on the dribble, working against Casey Williams, who's back in. High post right side, it goes to Sager. Hands off to Hood, down the right side of the lane, cut off by Sammy Thompson, doubled up by Casey Williams. Casey knocks it away, and it goes out of bounds on the sideline. Nice help by Sammy. Nice job by Casey doubling down. It'll be Hood inbounding on the far sideline. 3:33 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-7. And it comes to Emily Baer, who's now in. She'll dribble left, top of the key. Now picks up and gives to Beer out high on the left side. Kaylee Beer, now it's Sager, top of the key. Picks up, gives out high right side to Baer. Baer working against Raina Gully. Now top of the key, it goes to Maxey. Out high left side, this is Sager with it. Swings it over to Hood out on the right side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Penetrates. Stops. Pulls up with the 8-footer. Got it up off the glass and in. Maddie Hood with her first basket. Nice job defensively by Shaley. Was straight up on her, but she made a nice shot over the top of Shaley.
First player not named De'Ara Watson to score for Salem.
Now Raina. Spin move into the paint. Dishes off to Shaley for a 12-footer. Got it.
That ball found a lot of the rim, but finally found its way in. A good job by Shaley.
18-9 streaks. Maxey runs down the right side. 8-footer off the glass, no good. Casey Williams with the rebound for the streaks. Casey on the run across midcourt right side. Spins and hands off to Kaylin Boyston right of the center circle. Shaley set up at the high post on the right side. Sammy high post left. Kaylin goes to the left wing. Picks up and gets to Raina between the circles. Gets a pick from Shaley on high right side. Hesitates. Now pulls it back outside the three-point arc and gets to Kaylin Boyston right of the center circle. Under 2.5 to play first quarter. Shaley on high right side, right wing, Kaylin Boyce, and Sammy Thompson, oh, had it running the floor and had an open lane down the right side and got a little bit excited before she put the shot up, lost the handle on it, went out of bounds. Streaks turned it over with 2:19 to play. Back in for the Streaks, Lexi Daniels and Sabrina Clay.
That'll put Boydson and Thompson back on the bench for the Streaks.
Full court pressure. This is Shelby Holst working against Raina Gully. Gets it across midcourt and lost a handle. Ooh. Should have been a carry. They didn't catch it. And hands off to Hood. Now this is Baer with it. Knocked away by Casey Williams. Now Casey's going to pick up the foul. A little bit too much hustle there. Casey knocked it away and couldn't stop her momentum. Ran into Baer trying to chase it down. And Casey picks up her first foul.
Yeah, always a tough foul to get if you're a basketball player because you're hustling.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the position of the other player's body goes in front of you and while you're trying to go for the ball. And it's incidental contact. She didn't mean to do it, but at the same time, still a foul.
Baer drives left baseline shot. They're going to give it to the Streaks. I thought Sabrina blocked, and that's what the outside official says. Yeah, I think Sabrina did get a piece of that because the shot didn't, as it was coming off, didn't look like it would have been that bad. So,
I was surprised with how far off it was.
Yeah.
But that would make sense that Sabrina blocked it.
So it'll be Hood inbounding from the right baseline for Salem. Finally gets an end of the free throw line to Maxey. Drives down the right side lane, cut off. Now her pass stolen away by Raina Gully. Raina on the run. Right of the center circle, she'll slow it up and set it up for the Streaks. Now Sabrina Clay to Shaley Florine out high right side, top of the key, Raina Gully. Right wing, Lexi with a wide open three. Bounces off too strong. Rebound comes down to Shelby Holst for Salem. Holst on the dribble across midcourt. Right of the center circle. Picks up between the circles. Right wing to Hood. Back to Holst between the circles. 1:28 to play here in the first. Streaks lead 18-9.
You know, it feels like the Streaks have been in complete control of this game, but they're really only up. I mean, they're only up by 9 points,
yeah.
So they're not up by that much.
This is Hood between the circles against Raina Gully. 1:15. Now a steal by Sabrina Clay. Bounced it right out of the hands of Hood.
Yeah, she took the dribble right away from her.
Yeah. This is Lexi out high on the right side, top of the key. Shaley out high left side. It's Raina. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Lexi. Baseline three. That one's short. Rebound comes down on the weak side. Ripped away by Sabrina Clay. She'll dribble out and give to Raina out between the circles. Under a minute to play first quarter. As Coach Massey barks out instructions. Now Sabrina out high right side. Right wing. It's Raina. Down the right side of the lane is Shaley. Nice pass over the top from Raina to Shaley. She lays it up and in. Make it 20-9 streaks.
Good recognition by Raina because Shaley had some defense initially, but then all of a sudden all the Salem players just left her as if they thought there was some switch that was going to happen. And so Shaley got left wide, all alone, wide open.
Now going down the lane, it is Baer lays up the 5-footer. Good, nice pass from Maxey to Baer. And she puts it up and in. And there is 19 seconds to play. Okay, Bear. I'm trying to find all my
Streaks are going to hold for one. Reyna's going to hold up top. It was Bear that hit the shot.
Bear, okay.
Casey Williams now takes it to the far side wing. She's going to go back up top as the Streaks running the ball a little bit of run.
Oh, now Bear. Offensive illegal pick called on Sabrina Clay. That's going to be her, just her first foul. 14 fouls on the Streaks with 5.7 seconds to play.
Not where you want to have one, though, there, Tom, because you were running the clock down now. 5.7 left. You were going to take the last shot. Now you give the other team the last shot. Coach Massey just trying to get some clarification from the official why exactly it was called.
4 seconds of play. This is Hood. Drives into the paint. Gets a shot up. Blocked by Shaley. Gets it back. Oh, Shaley with a block on the second time. It came down. He calls a push. She just stood there with her hand on top of the ball. He put the ball right up. Hood put the ball right up into Shaley's hand, and they called a foul on her to end the quarter. Wow. Should have been a jump ball.
No, it should have just been a just block. The time expired is what it should have been.
Yeah. So at the free throw line, Maddie Hood with two shots, 20 to 11 streaks, and she makes the first. Maddie Hood at the free throw line with another. I mean, yeah, she missed. Shaley got the block on the first one. It was basically the same play two times in a row, and the second time he called a foul. Second shot up and good for Hood. She's got four.
And the other unfortunate part is that's Shaley's second.
We've played one quarter with Galesburg 20. Salem 13, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The Chicago Bears have fired their coach and their general manager. Stay tuned for more details or click on sports at our website, WGIL.com.
Eric Gibson may go be general manager of the Chicago Bears. Couldn't do any worse, that's for sure. Tom Erter there, Gibson here at Mattoon High School. It's the championship of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Salem Wildcats. We played one quarter. Streaks lead 20-13. Salem with the basketball to start the second quarter. Shaley Florine on the bench with two fouls. Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, Raina Gully, Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams on the floor for the Streaks. This is Shelby Holst on the dribble for Salem. Picks up out high right side. Now high post right at the elbow. It's Watson knocked away by Sabrina. Back to Watson. Now it's knocked away again by Sabrina. Lexi Daniels comes up with it for the Streaks. Great job defensively by Sabrina with the quick hands. Casey fires a three from the left wing. Bounces off, no good. Shelby Holst down with the rebound for Salem. Holst on the run. Down it goes to Watson down on the left block. Nice grab and move. Puts up the five-footer and good. That was a nice play by Watson. She went high to grab the pass, able to gather herself and put the shot up, make it 20-15 streaks. Just underway second quarter. Right wing, Raina Gully with it. To Lexi, top of the key. She'll fire the three. Good! Lexi with her second of the ball game.
Who kicked that out to Raina?
Raina.
Four assists now for Raina after that one.
9 points for Lexi, 23-15 streaks, 7:05 to play. Here in the first half, this is Sydney Holst with it out high left side, picks up and gives to Beer. Now this is Shelby Holst out high on the left side, working against Raina Gully. Swings it over to Sydney Holst. Now over the top pass to Watson and a tie up by Sammy Thompson. Nice job by Sammy and Sabrina in there as Sabrina was fronting, so they couldn't throw it in straight. She tried to throw it over the top. Sammy did a nice job coming from the weak side to help out. Possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Raina on the run with it. Picks up. Gives to Sammy right of the center circle. Left wing gets Casey Williams. Back to Raina near the center circle with 6:44 to play in the half. Streaks leading 23-15. Sammy Thompson top of the key to Raina out high left side. Out to the right wing. Lexi fires a three. Off the rim hard. And the rebound bounces out. Gets tipped up. And Sager runs it down and gives to Shelby Holst for Salem. Holst. Pass under the basket, and Beer saves it in bounds. Now it's Sager at the free throw line. Watson lost a handle on it, picks up, turns, and fires an eight-footer. It's good. Wow, she's good. Playing a much better game than she did the other morning against us.
Yeah, well, she's just got such great touch around the rim. It looks like she's pretty automatic from about 12 on in.
Sammy Thompson, Reina Gelly on high left side, dribbles right, top of the key, right elbow, spins into the paint, bounces for Sabrina, drives in, baby hook blocked by Watson, and she gets called with a body.
That's a bad.
I don't know about that. That was not much different than Shaley's block as she went up, and because the hand was away, the body was away, because she actually had to reach out for it. It was actually a pretty good defensive play. We'll take him when we could get him. Sabrina's going to go to the free throw line with two shots, and that's now the second foul on Dara Watson.
Yeah, I guess the plus is, from our vantage point, at least it was a consistent call, because that's the call that Shaley's been called on twice now. But at the same time, you kind of want to see these teams play, and taking their best player off the floor doesn't really help the streaks improve, if you will.
She's got 11 points in the game. Sabrina missed the first. She made the second. She's got three. Mega 24-17 streaks. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. This is Hood on the dribble against Casey Williams in the center circle. Now between the circles, right wing goes to Sager, working against Sabrina Clay. Dribbles left and gives to Sydney Holst. Now left wing, this is Hood. Hood looks over the defense, top of the key to Shelby Holst, fires a quick three. That's off the back iron. No, Sabrina Clay with a rebound, outlet to Reina. Reina Gully across midcourt, right of the center circle. Reina on the dribble between the circles now. Slows it down and gives to Sabrina out high left side. Top of the key, Sammy out high right side. It's Reina who missed Sabrina there. Now gets to Casey on the left wing. She'll penetrate, gets pushed, no call. Got it up off the glass and in. That was a hard shot, a runner. She got pushed and was off balance and went ahead and went up with a shot. And that's the first basket for Casey. Make it 26-17 streaks.
Yeah, nice aggressive move by Casey. That's the kind of move I think she can become real successful for the streaks, using that slashing style, because she's so long and athletic that she can get up there and make those kind of shots.
Sydney Holst left baseline outside the three-point arc, working against Lexi Daniel to her sister Shelby. Now top of the key to Sager. Back to Shelby Holst. She'll bring it back out between the circles on the volleyball spike line. Dribbles back to the left and picks up and gives to Sager out high right side. Tries to drive baseline. Picked off and stopped by Sammy Thompson. Now this is Beer drives in, and one of those unfortunate, is it going to go against Sammy or Sabrina? She just tripped over the foot of one of them. And
Sabrina,
that's her second foul now. That's one of those Beer drove down the right side of the lane. There was three streaks there, and she just tripped over as they were all turning to go toward the basket. She was going past Sabrina and just tripped over her foot, and it's unfortunate you get a foul for that, but that's the way that gets called. And it comes to Hood from the right elbow. 15-footer is no good. Lexi Daniels with a rebound. Now Reina Gully across the midcourt stripe, left of the center circle, top of the key. Now quick hesitation, hesitates in a quick dribble, and there's going to be a foul on the floor before she got to the basket. And I believe they're going to call a push on Beer. Kaylee Beer picks up the foul, and that's going to be her first foul. And that's
only the third on the team.
Well, third team foul on Salem. So the Streaks will have it. Casey Williams will inbound from the left baseline. Casey looking for help. Streaks not moving at all. Coach Mazzy, you can hear him yelling move, or we can hear him yelling move. Now it comes into Sammy. Now to Shaley, down to left side. Left-hander's up and no good.
We're going to get a foul, though. This is going to go against Beer, or excuse me,
Sager,
as she had her hand on Shaley's arm when Shaley was taking that shot. So Shaley will go to the line. This is her first trip in the game. She had 6 points before. Let's see if she can add to that total.
She went 5-for-7 on the game Saturday night, 4-for-4 on Saturday morning, and 4-for-5, or Saturday after evening, or Friday evening, Friday morning she went 4-for-5. Shaley hits the first, make it 27-17 streaks, and is an 11-point lead, bounces around and falls through. 11-point lead for the streaks at 28-17, 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. This is Hood on the run, left side, kicks left wing. This is Bear, drives baseline, pulls up with a 5-footer, good. Emily Bear's got her second basket, 28-19 streaks. Reina Gully for the streaks, dribbling out between the circles, picks up, gets to Shaley on high left side. Now on high right side, Sammy, right wing to Reina Gully. Top of the key, it goes to Lexi. Now back to Reina. She'll reset for the streaks out between the circles. Out high left side to Sammy Thompson. Now Casey Williams, left wing, penetrates, spins into the paint. Got fouled by Holst. Holst didn't like the call, Shelby Holst, but I think she has, Casey kind of spun, kind of a little baby hook, and it looked from here like she did get a piece of her arm. So Casey Williams go to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, it definitely looked like she got some elbow, so I'm kind of surprised she was shocked about the call.
3:54 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 28-19. First shot for Casey Williams is up and good. Casey, 10 points on Saturday night against Vandalia. She scored 7 against Sullivan on Saturday morning. On Friday night against Alney, she scored 12 as she hits the second, and she had 14 against Salem the first time around. She's got four here tonight, 30-19 streaks. Sydney Holst, left wing to Bear. Now this is Hood out between the circles. Out high left side, it goes to Bear. Bear against Lexi Daniels outside the three-point arc. Now between the circles, it's Shelby Holst. Out high right side, it goes to Hood. Hood working against Raina Gelly. Left wing, this is Bear. Fires the three-pointer, bounces off too strong, and Shaylee Florine with a rebound on the weak side and gives to Raina Gelly. Rain is going to slow it down and set up the offense for the Streaks. Out high left side to Shaylee. Left wing, it's Casey Williams. Puts it on the floor, dribbles right, and gives to Lexi left baseline. Down on the left block, it's Shaylee. Leans in, can't hit, tips up, almost got her own rebound. The ball gets tipped around, and Raina Gully hustles and runs it down. Now to have the key to Casey. She'll fire the three. That's too hard. And the rebound comes down to Sager for Salem. Now it's Shelby Holst. Cross court, it goes to Maddie Hood. Drives left baseline up off the glass. Got it, and the foul's going to go. I'm not sure if it's Lexi or Sammy Thompson. They were both
Lexi,
there.
Especially from his vantage point.
Lexi Daniels with her first foul. Maddie Hood, good recognition. I didn't see who made the pass. I think it was Holst that made the pass to Maddie Hood over the top. The Streaks backs were turned defensively, and Hood puts it up and in and draws the contact. She's got six. Make it 30-21 Streaks, just under 3 minutes to play first half.
Sammy and Casey will go to the bench. Back into the game, Sabrina and Kalen.
Free throws up and good. Traditional three-point play for Maddie Hood. Make it 30-22 Streaks. Kalen Boyce hit across midcourt, left to the center circle, working against Sydney Holst. Picks up her dribble, gives to Raina out near the center circle. She'll dribble right. Goes to the right wing, pounding the dribble. Now picks up. And ball gets knocked away, but Shaylee picks it up and hands back off to Raina, right of the center circle. Raina dribbles right, gets a pick from Sabrina, splits the defenders, lays it up off the glass and in. Wow. Yeah, that's all you can say. She's got eight to make it 32-22 Streaks. She uses the pick so well for one thing.
Well, yeah, and she has such good vision. She saw how the defense was going to split. She took advantage of it, and she's so strong. She even took somebody slapped the ball while she was going up, and it didn't even affect her. It looked like she didn't even notice it.
Left wing, this is Bear. Drives left baseline, shot blocked by Sabrina, but Sabrina's going to pick up her third foul.
Shaylee.
Or was it Shaylee? I think it was Sabrina, because I think she brought the arm down.
You're right.
That's her third foul. I mean, she went up initially and brought the arm down on the ball, and that's it. They're going to make that call almost every time.
You know, I guess for Raina, that's one of the pluses of having a football coach dad, is he probably teaches her how to deal with contact when she's, going up for shots.
First free throw up and good for Emily Bear. She's got 5 points as Sammy Thompson checks in for Sabrina, who goes to the bench with three fouls and 3 points. 2:09 to play first half. Streaks lead 32-23. Our first palindrome score, and it's still a palindrome, as she missed, and the rebound comes down to Shaylee. Now Kalen Boydston with it to Raina Gully. Dribbles right, out high on the right side, brings it back out between the circles, and resets for the Streaks. Raina on the dribble, calls out play number 4, gets a pick from Shaylee, down the right side lane, leans it up off the glass and good. Took some contact again and puts it up and in, and a great play call there, and I think that's one they're going to be able to do all night.
Yeah, I almost think it's one of those plays that you keep going to until they find somebody to stop it, because the only way you can stop it is to slide the post player off the screener, and that's going to open up either Shaylee, Sabrina, or Sammy.
This is Bear, drives left side, kicks out to Sydney, holds fire from on top of the three-point arc, can't hit. Lexi down with a rebound for the Streaks. A minute and a half to play first half, 34-23 Streaks. Kalen Boydston. Oh, Shaylee was wide open under the basket. Kalen didn't see her. Picks up out high on the left side, gives to Raina out between the circles. Dribbles right, pick from Shaylee, goes to the right wing. Picks it up over the top to Shaylee down the left block, or down on the right block. Nice spin move and a little hook shot from Shaylee Florine up and in. She knew what she wanted to do as soon as she got the ball, 36-23.
Yeah, nice baby hook right there by Shaylee.
Now a nice pass from Bear to Sager. She lays it up and in. Her first basket, make it 36-25. Streaks under a minute to play first half. Out high left side, Shaylee with it. Gets to Sammy out high on the right side. Right wing, it's Raina down on the right side. It goes to Shaylee, misses a shot. Got a little bump there, no call. The rebound comes down to Sydney Holst for Salem. Now it's Hood with 40 seconds to play, dribbling out near the center circle. Looks like Marshall Thundering Herd, a big green M in the middle of the floor. This is Hood, top of the key. Isn't that what they have on their football helmets, the big green M like that?
I started thinking about Marshall High School.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, Marshall, the Thundering
Herd. I was with you.
This is Beer with it, top of the key. Knocked away by Raina. Beer gets it back. Now it's Hood out between the circles. 19 seconds to play. Hood on the dribble to the free throw line. Into the paint. Pulls up with an 8-footer. Nice move by Maddie Hood. Having another good game. She had 10 against the Streaks the other day. Now 10 seconds to play. Raina with it. Now with eight. Reyna on the dribble with six. Top of the key, dribbles right. Now down the left side lane, kicks out to Kalen. She'll fire the three from the left wing. That's too strong. Rebound comes down to Hood, and we have played one half of basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a lead at the half is Galesburg 36, Salem 27. We'll try to get an update on what's going on with the Galesburg High boys if their game is underway yet. It was scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock, but it's also the last game of the day over at Taylorville. Taylorville, if you want to hear the boys' game, they're on 92.7 FM is where you'll catch the Galesburg High boys' game tonight, the championship of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Again, we are at halftime. It is Galesburg 36, Salem 27. We'll take a timeout, come back, run down our halftime stats, halftime scoreboard, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
It's a hangout. It's a stop-in. It's a drive-through happy place. It's selfies on the phone. Let's grab a vanilla cone. It's like getting a face full of French fry ticker tape because you're Grand Marshal of the Potato Parade on a float that resembles the Golden Arches. It's defense from the daily grind. It's a Big Mac on your mind. It's McDonald's. And it's all these things with a little more loving for all.
Right now, get a quarter pounder with cheese extra value meal or a Big Mac extra value meal for just $5. That's more loving for less at McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Mattoon High School at halftime of the championship of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Salem Wildcats by a score of 36-27. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you with us tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. The Streaks led 20-13 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Mattoon 16-14 in that second quarter. I mean, you know, this might be one that comes down to foul trouble. Shaylee Florine with two for the Streaks, Sabrina Clay with three for Salem. You've got their best player, Tara Watson, with two fouls and 11 points, 10 for Shaylee, three for Sabrina Clay. So, yeah, could come down to who stays out of foul trouble.
Yeah, and, you know, the big thing is that we've seen both teams play a pretty clean half. So
yeah.
The other question is, you know, if the play continues like this, who does it favor? I think it favors the Streaks because we haven't seen a lot of turnovers, and the Streaks can score without having to worry about turnovers. So if they can keep controlling the ball, that's going to be a situation that's going to benefit them ultimately in the long run. And then also the other side of things is that the Streaks have just been unconscious from inside the arc. They are 11 of 13 from inside the arc. The only person who's missed a shot inside is Shaylee, one of which she was fouled on. The other one didn't look like she had her balance on.
Streaks lead it here at halftime, 36-27. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Galesburg High boys were a winner earlier today. They defeated Mount Zion by a final of 74-61, and they're undefeated at they're undefeated on the season, also at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Streaks 13-0 on the season, tied the record for starting the season undefeated, and could break that with a win tonight against the host Taylorville. That game again on 92.7 FM. The Laser, Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee have that for you. That one, I believe, is a little bit late start as well. Just texted Brad our score, and he no score over there as of yesterday. I'm assuming they're probably still in the pregame. Some of the other scores at the State Farm Classic. Richwoods over Peoria Notre Dame, 62-41. Normal Community lost to Bloomington, 53-51. It was Normal West losing to Chatham Glenwood, 39-35. The Streaks will play Normal West this Saturday afternoon at what time are we scheduled for? 1:30, I believe. 1:30 at John Thiel Gym.
Yes.
Rock Island, a 68-36 winner over Geneseo. Let's see. Elsewhere, we've got at the Manual Tournament for third place, IVC out of Chillicothe defeated Springfield Lanphier 65-46. Dunlap over East Peoria 48-39. It was Manuel, a winner over Lincoln, 46-40. Moline, for the consolation title, defeated Peoria High, 57-49. Washington is playing Marshall for the championship at that tournament. At Dixon for third place, United Township, third place game, they beat Aurora Christian 41-18. Is that right? Is it third place game or is it third quarter? I think it's third place game. Yeah, that's what I thought. Wanted to make sure. Let's see. Morton playing Springfield at 9 o'clock tonight. That's a semifinal game, right?
Yep.
At State Farm. The winner of that game will play the winner of Normal U-High and Chicago North Lawndale tomorrow night for the championship, or tomorrow some point for the championship.
Yeah, you're right.
State Farm Classic. Also, Rock Island playing Wheaton Warrenville South for fifth place. Geneseo playing North Chicago for seventh place at that tournament. Alamut, a 53-27 winner over Leroy in the small school division of that tournament. Rock Falls over Annawan 74-59. Peoria Christian beat El Paso Gridley 39-25. We're at halftime here. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Salem Wildcats in the championship of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament is Galesburg 36, Mattoon 27. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Well, if Monday's meeting's boring and Tuesdays are too slow, if Wednesdays leave you snoring, there's something you should know. It only takes four quarters to brighten up a day. Just a dollar for coffee or hash browns will chase your routine blues away.
Start every day with a tasty deal at McDonald's and grab a sausage burrito, fluffy eggs, and sausage wrapped in a warm tortilla. Always delicious, always just a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of flurries tonight with a low near 17 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, but colder with a high near 22. And tomorrow night, clear and colder yet with a low near 6 degrees with wind chill readings of 0 to 10 below 0. For your Wednesday, sunny with a high near 18 and wind chill readings 0 to 10 below 0 as well. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Wear a button, win some cash. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Halftime statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Salem Wildcats 36-27. Galesburg outscored them 20-13 in the first quarter and 16-14 in the second quarter. Streaks led in scoring by Shaylee Florine and Raina Gully, both with 10 points. Shaylee with 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. Raina with all her points on 5 baskets. 9 points for Lexi Daniels on 2 three-pointers and a traditional three-point play. 1 for 1 from the free-throw line. Casey Williams with 4 points on a basket, 2 for 2 from the free-throw line. Sabrina Clay with 3 points on 3 for 4 from the free-throw line. Sabrina with 3 fouls. Shaylee with 3 fouls as well. Streaks 8 for 9 from the free-throw line, 2 three-pointers. Salem led in scoring by Dara Watson with 11 points on 5 field goals and a free throw. 9 points for Maddie Hood off the bench on 3 baskets and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Apparently she likes playing against the Streaks. She had 10 the other day. 5 points off the bench for Emily Baer on a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Kelly Sager on a basket. No three-pointers in the first half, 5 for 6 from the line for Salem.
Well, team stat-wise, it's pretty even. So, obviously, the difference here can be seen just by looking at a couple key stats. Streaks have turned the ball over only 2 times. They forced 5 turnovers, 11 rebounds for Salem, 12 for the Streaks. Streaks are losing the offensive rebounding battle 5-3, though. Salem, 11 of 24 from the field, including 0 of 2 from distance. Streaks, 11 of 13 from the field, 13 of 22 from the field, 2 of 9 from distance. So the Streaks proficient shooting inside, 11 of 9, and then also the 8 of 9 from the free throw line, really the difference in this game.
By the way, I was wrong about the boys. They are underway. About a minute 39 left in the first quarter. Streaks trailing Taylorville 13-10. I believe Joe Williams is not playing in that game. I'll have to find out from Brad or Jim if that's the case. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, just in front of Sandburg Mall. They provide all our transportation to Streaks Road games. We're driving a beautiful 2013 certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue, dark red in color. Very, very nice vehicle. Backup camera, all-wheel drive, the smaller SUV. And it's got a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, as do all certified pre-owned vehicles. 167-point inspection, among other things. You can check this out. Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandburg Mall, Galesburg. It's Salem with the basketball to start the second half. From Holstie goes inside to Watson. Turnaround, six-footers up and good. Dar Watson now with 13 points in the ballgame. Make it 36-29 Streaks.
Watson missed about half of that second quarter base because of foul trouble. So, obviously, a good call by Coach Holst to go right back to her on the inside.
Casey Williams inside. It goes to Shaley. A little baby hook with the left hand off the glass. Still a little bit too strong. Rebound comes down to Sager. Now this is Beer on the run left side. Stops on the left wing. Gets to Sager out high left side. Drives down the left side of the lane. Bounces for Watson. Went off her foot. Watson picks it up on the right side. Missed the shot. Bothered by Sabrina Clay. Shaley with a rebound. Now it's Raina Gully across midcourt left side. 7:13 to play here in the third quarter. Raina down the right side, kicks out to Lexi on the right baseline, brings it out to the wing and hands off to Raina. She'll bring it back out between the circles, gives to Shaley out high left side. Now Sabrina out high right side, right wing to Raina. Top of the key, it's Lexi, right wing, it goes to Raina. She'll bring it back out and reset again for the Streaks. Calls out play number four. Pick and roll goes, they had three players standing there waiting for it. Now Sabrina, she'll fire three out high left side. Good! Sabrina Clay for three. Well, you cut off our pick and roll, our two-man game. We'll kick it out to one of our bigs for a three. 39-29 Streaks, 6.5 minutes to play, third quarter. This is Shelby Holst. Stop to the free throw line, 15-footer in and out, no good. Shaley with a rebound. Outlet to Raina Gully. Raina with it. She'll bring it across midcourt, right of the center circle, and set for the Streaks. Shaley out high, left side it goes to Casey Williams. Casey left wing to Lexi, down the left block, it goes to Shaley. Drop step to the basket, too strong off the glass again. Didn't have a real good angle that time to go off the glass. Rebound to Beer. She runs it down the middle of the lane, splits the defenders up too hard, and the rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay. Now it's Raina on the run. Raina Gully across midcourt in the center circle. Right baseline for Lexi. Holst closes out on her. I think Coach Holst told her daughter, you stay all over Lexi Daniels. She doesn't get free for a shot because she's been all over the top of her this entire third quarter thus far. Now Raina stops to the right elbow, brings it back out. Gets to Sabrina out high. Now to Casey left wing. Goes toward the baseline, brings it back out between the circles. Picks up and looks for help. Bounces for Raina. She'll penetrate left side. Bounces to Sabrina. A little bit low on the pass. Went off Sabrina's leg, and the Streaks turn it over.
Well, right there, Sabrina's got to recognize what Raina's doing. She tried to drive in the lane to draw the defense, and Sabrina didn't move, so her defender could guard both of them. And now Shaley's
limping a little bit. Now, oh, what a move by Raina. She made the defender fall down just by going toward him, and a little too hard on the shot. Beer with a rebound, runs it down to the left right wing. Now it's Shelby Holst out high left side. Yeah, Watson missed a 14-footer. Shaley came down with a rebound and just must have tweaked her ankle a little bit. She's still in there, though. Top of the key, this is Sydney Holst out to the left wing. It goes to Sager. She'll fire a three-pointer. Good.
Well, if Sabrina can do it, then Sager can do it.
So Sager with her second basket of the ballgame. She's got five. Make it 39-32. Streaks under 5 minutes to play in the third. Raina right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Lexi. Now to Sabrina in the paint. Bounces for Shaley. 12-footer up and too strong. Rebound comes down to Sydney Holst for Salem. Now left wing, this is Beer. Drives in, pulls up with a jump shot in the paint. Can't hit. Rebound down to Shaley. Outlet to Raina. Raina down court to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Now back to Raina out high left side. Looks over to Coach Massey and pulls it out between the circles. Slows it down and sets for the Streaks.
I'm guessing Sammy's coming to get Shaley because she's looking a little tired. And we've already seen her hurt the ankle. And every shot she's taken in this quarter has been long.
Now Casey gives bounces for Shaley, and Shaley from under the glass nearly got it to fall, and it's going to go back to Salem. Shaley missed the shot.
Sager.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Shaley went for the rebound, and Sager knocked it out of bounds, and Shaley was wondering about that one, and we agree, but it's going to go to Salem with 4:10 to play in the third.
I think what frustrated her purpose is there is that Shaley went after the ball, so the official automatically assumed she must have been the one that touched it last because it was pretty clear it wasn't her.
This is Hood. Top of the key goes to Watson working against Sammy Thompson. Dribbles right. Now a steal by Sabrina Clay. Great help side defense. Sabrina down the left side. Now switches to the right. Leans in and no call. She got hammered going up for the shot by Hood and no call. And if you don't call a foul, again, we've said this time and time again, it should be Salem's basketball because it went off of Sabrina because of the way the ball was knocked away.
Well, and this is the official that we've seen call a bunch of speculative ones underneath the basket, so I'm surprised he didn't make the call.
Right baseline, Lexi for three. Good! Her third of the ball game. She's got 12, make it 42-32 streaks. 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Shelby Holst between the circles picks up and gives to Hood now near the center circle. Working against Kaylin Boydson, dribbles left. Goes to the wing and picks up. Nearly knocked away by Kaylin. Now top of the key to Shelby Holst. Over the top pass, and it's just going to go out of bounds. It goes back to the streaks. And look, I wasn't sure if Sammy got a hand on it or not. I wasn't sure. And a 30-second timeout called by Janet Holst.
Well, right there is an example of exactly what the streaks can do. They frustrated the Wildcats down here hitting that big three, and then they come back down the other way and trying to force one inside to Sagar. The pass is overthrown and out of bounds. So now the streaks are going to have another opportunity to come down and add to this lead. But realistically, this game has been 8 to 10 points almost the entire way through. The streaks got kind of push it up to 10, even above 10.
I think it got to 11 at some point. I don't
right.
think any higher than that, though. Yeah,
exactly. And then all of a sudden, it's right back down to 6. So it's been pretty much 8 to 10 on average throughout the whole entirety of the game.
So the streaks lead it here by 10, 42-32, 3:25 to play here in quarter number 3. At the end of the first over at Taylorville, the Galesburg High boys, as Joe Williams actually is playing in the game, the streaks lead 16-15 as Joe Williams hit a three-pointer at the buzzer. He had 35 in the game earlier, I believe 7 three-pointers in that game. Of course, the streaks playing without Grant Gibson went down, unfortunately, with a knee injury on Saturday in the first quarter of their night game against Dunlap with a torn ACL and MCL. So Joe Williams really picked up the slack in the earlier game, and streaks lead 16-15 at the end of one. Here, 3:25 to play in the third. Streaks up 42-32. Galesburg with the basketball. Sammy Thompson will inbound. Full court pressure, and it comes to Reyna working against Bear. Now gets to Sammy, still in the backcourt, across midcourt left side. Sammy picks up, and her pass knocked away by Bear. Bear was waiting for that one. Sammy's able to get it back, though. Now Casey Williams in the front court gives to Reyna near the Al, now out between the circles. Reyna dribbles left, picks up and gets to Lexi, top of the key, dribbles right, hands off to Casey. A little weave there. Now it's Reyna. Backdoor pass to Casey, right side, leans in, hammered by Watson, no call. Casey gets it back, looks for help, kicks out to Lexi on the right wing. I mean, usually I said every time you bring your arm down on the block, they call the foul. That time she tomahawked Casey, and they didn't call the foul. Now Reyna with it, picks up out on the left side, looking for some help, gives to Shaley out high left side now, and she'll hand back off to Reyna with 2:43 to play in the third. Reyna gives right wing to Shaley. Now at top of the key, it goes to Sammy. Now Reyna out high left side to Casey on the right wing. Down on the right block to Sammy against Watson. She'll get back out to Shaley. Now it's Casey on the right wing. Penetrates, kicks back out to Reyna right of the center circle with 2.5 minutes to play in the third. Left wing, Sammy Thompson. Top of the key goes to Shaley. Now to Reyna between the circles. Now back left wing. Lexi stops and fires a three and got it! Wow, we were talking about the fact the difference between her and Jessica Howard was a quick release Jessica had. That looked very Jessica Howard-esque right there because that was a really quick release because she knew the defender was going to be coming out and closing out on her.
Yeah, 19 threes in her last three games now, too. And now we're going to get a foul called.
On Casey Williams. Casey. They're giving her two shots, but when Casey, if she did reach, it was when... It was when Watson was dribbling, and they're giving her two shots. So De'Ara Watson's going to go to the free throw line with two shots with 2:04 to play here in the third.
She has 13 points in the game.
Missed that one. 2:04 to play, 45-32 streaks. Coach Massey is he talking to the – I don't know if he was talking to Reyna. I wasn't sure he had a question for the official. He was talking to Reyna, though. Now second shot for Watson is up and good. She's got 14 and make it 45-33 streaks. Reyna on the run across midcourt left to the center circle. Sets the offense for the streaks. Dribbles right, gets picked from Shaley, and right past the defenders up and in off the glass.
Just a great move by Reyna.
Hesitated, then took the pick by Shaley and lost all the defenders. 47-33 streaks. Reyna's got, 12 in the ballgame. Now right side, this Shelby Holst drives in. She got it up off the glass. That's her first basket of the ballgame. Make it 47-35. Reyna out high left side. Now dribbles out between the circles. Gives to Sammy, top of the key. Now left wing, it goes to Casey. Casey Williams dribbles right, gets a pick from Sammy. Picks it up out high on the left side. Now looking for some help. And bounces for Sammy on the left wing, and she gets mugged by Watson. No call. The streaks are getting it back as Watson knocked it out of bounds. Got to be strong with the ball.
I always love the officials that constantly are saying, well, it's not my call.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that a few times in this game. Oh, that wasn't my call. Well, okay, but if you saw it.
Yeah. 47-35 streaks, 1:22 to play here in the third. In it comes to Lexi on the left baseline outside the three-point arc. Down on the right block to Sabrina. Bounces for Shaley up and hammered. Shot's no good, but she got fouled by Hood. What a nice play by Sabrina. Had Watson on her hip, spun into the paint, and rather than going up with a baby hook, felt that Shaley was there, made the nice bounce pass. Hood picks up her first foul. Shaley goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 10 points in the ball game.
Well, so far we've had a very foul-free half as Shaley hits the first free throw.
Yeah, each team with just one called.
Yeah, and they both came in the last two possessions. So a minute 17 left to go in the third quarter. Shakes up 49-35 as Shaley hits the second as well.
4-for-4 from the line for Shaley tonight. She's got 12 points. 1:17 to play as Kaylin Boyston checks in. She's in with Raina Gully, Sabrina Clay, Shaley Florine, and Lexi Daniel. Shelby holds on the dribble, hands off to Bear. Now it's Hood as they weave it out top. Now high post right side. Watson drives in, and same thing that Watson did to, I think it was Casey, and they
Sammy.
Didn't call it, or Sammy. Kaylin just reached in and knocked away from Watson, and they called Kaylin for the foul. That's her first, second team foul on the streaks. 1:05 to play in the third.
Sometimes I think if... Some officials believe that the ball is close to the player's body and somebody else touches the ball, that it's like a foul because it's an extension of their arm. It's supposed to be the other way. If you touch the ball while... Oy.
I would say the one bit of a flaw in Watson's game is from the free throw line. She hit one of two this time as well. Streaks lead 49-36. Shaley in the backcourt nearly had a stolen away. Got it to Sabrina left wing. Now 57 seconds to play. Raina will reset for the streaks out between the circles, working against Bear. Gives to Lexi right wing. Now Shaley between the circles over to Lexi. Dribbles right, gets a pick, kicks out to Lexi right baseline for three. Got it!
And that's four of five and five in the game.
52-36 streaks, 35 seconds to play. Now Shaley knocks it away from Watson. Coming up with it is Kaylin Boyson. Kaylin down court to Shaley, running the floor, lays it up and got hammered, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Shot no good. Second foul on Maddie Hood. Nice job by Shaley. Knocked the ball away initially, then ran the floor. Nice vision by Kayla to see her. Got, she was a little bit too far into the basket. I don't know that she got, I think she got fouled hard enough. I don't know that she could have made that one anyway.
And Raina was the one that passed to Lexi on the three, right? So
yes.
Raina now up to 9 assists in the game. We saw she had 11 the first game against Sullivan.
First free throw up and good for Shaley. Sammy Thompson in, and Casey Williams in for the streaks, along with Shaley, Raina, and Kaylin. Shaley Florine at the free throw line. 13 points in the ball game. Missed that one, her first miss of the night from the line. 27 seconds to play. Down court, nearly knocked away by Casey, but Bear gets a drive baseline high off the glass, no good. Sager with the rebound, knocked away by Casey. Ball goes to the floor and run down by Hood. Hood dribbles left now, stops the free throw line, pulls it back out with 15. Now hesitates, drives in, and ran. Oh, my goodness. She ran right into Shaley. She was out all the way out on the left wing. Shaley was planted under the basket. She ran right into her, and they called Shaley for a block. That's her third foul.
You know, my issue is the post player straight up and down.
Yeah.
If you're going to allow the guard to just launch themselves into a post player and get a foul call, there's no reason to have the post players even playing in the game because it's just going to be constant fouls.
First shot up and good for Maddie Hood, making 53-37, 13.3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. So now Sabrina with three, Shaley with three. Second shot for Hood is up and good. She's got 11 for the game, make it 53-38. Full court pressure. Casey Williams in the backcourt working against Hood. Casey still in the backcourt looking for help. And 3 seconds of play. Sammy with it. Gets to Lexi. Right corner for three. Goal! The buzzer!
Wow!
Wow, I didn't think we were going to get the shot off. Sammy, I wasn't sure she knew how much time was left. She finally got it to Lexi in the corner, and she was set and ready. And Lexi nails the three at the buzzer. Streaks lead 56-38. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes of the championship game from Attune. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You just crashed your car.
accident and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Wear it to win. The new purple WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Mattoon High School. Fourth quarter just underway. Streaks lead 56-38 over the Salem Wildcats. Championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Glad to have you along here tonight.
Reyna with a nice pass inside to Shaley. Shaley finishes off for the two to give the Streaks a 20-point lead.
Sorry, I looked away for a second and missed that one. 58-38, 20-point lead for the Streaks. Now Watson for the free throw line, no good. Rebound, Bear kicks out to Sydney Holst. Holst between the circles, out right side. It goes to Bear on the outside of the three-point arc. Now on the right block, Watson leans in. Shot's too hard. Rebound to Shaley. Outlet, Reyna Gully. Reyna's going to bring it across midcourt, right of the center circle. Calls out play number one. Dribbles left, goes to the top of the key, now brings it out high left side, picks up and gives to Lexi between their circles. A weave, hands off to Casey, now back to Reyna. Reyna dribbles right and hands off to Sabrina, right back to Reyna. Reyna dribbles right down the right side lane, spins, kicks out to Sabrina. Ball got knocked away, Sabrina ran it down in the center circle. Reyna working against Bear. Now Shaley out high left side to Sabrina, and the ball gets knocked away by Bear, and Sabrina able to run it down again. Team's hustling, not giving up. Now Shaley, nice little baby hook with a left hand in the paint. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound.
No. Oh, wow.
Are you
That was one of the latest calls. They're going to call Shaley for over the back. Well after she had already grabbed the ball and was going up for the next shot.
I thought the foul was on the shot because by the time the whistle blew, she was shooting the ball. Wow. That is four on Shaley Florine.
It's a major frustration from 54 right now and some of the Galesburg faithful is it was obvious that Shaley had done a great job keeping that ball alive and then was just going back up for the shot.
And how do you make that call that late is what I don't understand. I mean, she was going up for a shot, so I assume the whistle was on the shot. Now an 18-footer up and good for Sydney Holst from the left baseline. Her first basket of the ball game, 58-40 streak, 6:20 to play in the ball game. It's Reyna in the backcourt, cross midcourt, right side, behind the back dribble, lost her balance, goes to four, now a tie-up. And the ball is going to go. Nope.
Oh, they're going to give Coach Massa a timeout.
The official right in front of Coach Massa gave him a timeout. I don't know. It was a loose ball. I never have understood how that happens. But we'll use that to our advantage, though.
Even if you said she had possession, it was about a half a second. So.
My goodness. Well, thanks again to Galesburg Nissan in front of the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg on North Henderson Street. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Been driving a very nice vehicle all weekend and into today. A certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue. It's a 2013 167-point inspection. This vehicle went through 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Covers the engine, transmission, and transfer case, drivetrain, replacement parts, emergency roadside assistance. All these go along with it being a certified pre-owned Nissan. Check out this vehicle. Nice, beautiful dark red color. Under 30,000 miles on this one. You can check this one out or all the other certified pre-owned vehicles. And all the new Nissans as well. Go see all the guys at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. And we thank them for providing our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Sabrina Clay right wing to Sammy, top of the key, picks up and gives to Reyna between the circles. Down the left block, Sabrina bounces for Sammy. Now swing it to Casey on the left wing. Now to Sabrina on the left block, leans in and gets hammered by Beer. And that'll be the second foul on Kaylee Beer. Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 6 points in the ball game.
Tom, I was just thinking about it. You had mentioned coming out in the third quarter that it appeared that Coach Holst had told their daughter, Shelby, to really D up on Lexi in that third quarter. Well, if that were the case, then she failed miserably because Lexi was 4 for 4 from three.
First free throw up and good by Sabrina. And the second one bounces off. Casey Williams with the rebound. Casey turns around, looks for help, and it's going to be a three-second call. Yeah, it was a quick one, but I had a feeling that was going to be the call. Casey got I don't know. I think her best bet would have been to just take it up and hope for contact. But, she had herself in a place where she might have been too far under the basket, though. But a great hustle getting that offensive rebound. 59-40 Streaks, 5:50 to play here in the ball game. Sydney Holst down high left side to Hood. Streaks back in a 2-3 zone now. Right wing, this is Beer, drives in and kicks it out to no one. She just drove and blindly threw it away. I mean, she tried to make a no-look pass, and somebody who had been there would have been okay, but she passed it between two white jerseys and went out of bounds.
Well, see, and that's what happens when you start trying to play outside of yourself, and it looked like right there that's not something they normally do, and so she got going too fast, just kind of tried to throw the ball to a spot instead of to a player.
And that's what I've noticed with her game. She's pretty quick, but she gets a little bit out of control when she makes that drive. Now Reyna down the right side lane spins, tried to kick out. Watson knocks it down, knocks it away, and Sammy's going to pick up the foul. Went after what she thought was going to be a loose ball, ran into Watson. Sammy picks up her second foul of the ball game. Five team fouls now, or maybe is that six on the streaks now?
Fifth.
15 foul on the streaks with 5:28 to play in the ball game.
Yeah, just unfortunate because it's just a hustle play right there by Sammy. But unfortunately, Tom, as you said, she didn't know Watson was going to beat her to the spot.
This is Sagar out on the left wing, dribbles, gives out high right side to Shelby Holt. She'll fire the three, nailed that one. That's her second basket of the ball game. She's got five, and
now we're going to get a call.
Inline violation on the streaks.
Sammy, I don't think realized the defense was down there, so she got going just as if she was normally going to throw it in and turn around and had already had her momentum carrying her over the line.
59-43 streaks. This is Bear drives in, puts it up on the left side, up and good. Bear with seven and make it 59-45. 5 minutes to play. Rain on the run, getting bumped. Thank you very much. We're going to get that call finally. That's kind of the way it's been this entire half, that they've really been bodying up on the full court pressure. The only problem is you're changing the way you're calling the game now if you're going to call it.
Exactly.
But we'll take it, though. The foul goes against Bear, and that's just the fourth team foul. So the streaks will inbound at midcourt. Casey Williams into Reyna in the backcourt. Gets across midcourt in the center circle. Now between the circles on the dribble. Calls out play number five. Dribbles left. Gets a pick from Sammy. Goes to the left wing. Still pounding the dribble. And now no movement on the streak. So Reyna's going to take it back out and reset. Now on the right side. Right wing to Sabrina. Now Sammy Thompson right side. Picks up and gives to Reyna between the circles. Reyna right wing to Lexi. Lexi looks over the defense, gives to Sabrina out high right side. Now to Reyna between the circles with 4.5 minutes to play. Reyna picks up, gives to Sabrina out high left side, out high right side to Sammy. Right wing, it's Reyna. Top of the key to Lexi, dribbles right, and gives to Reyna.
Coach Massey, he's instructing the players just to continue to run offense. He said there's no hurry. And now we're going to get a foul call on
I think Sagar.
No, I think we're, yeah. It should be Sagar. It looked like she grabbed Reyna while she was going by, and it is.
So Sagar, Kelly Sagar gets the call. That's her second of the ballgame. Now five team fouls on Salem as Shaylee Florine checks back in. She'll replace Sammy Thompson. So it's Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams, Reyna Gully, Lexi Daniels, and Shaylee Florine. And it comes left baseline. Sabrina Clay with a 14-footer. Bounces high and through. Sabrina with nine, make it 61-45 streaks. Now in the paint, this is Watson. Turn around, five-footer is good.
44,
that's her first basket of the fourth quarter. Make it 61-47. Full court pressure. Casey Williams on the dribble against Hood. Gets it across right of the center circle. Now brings it out high on the left side. Still has her dribble. Now gets to Shaylee left of the center circle. Now to Reyna in the circle. She'll hold on till the defense comes out, and Bear comes out and picks her up. She'll dribble right to the wing. Picks up now. Looks for help. Now gets to Sabrina out between the circles. And now back to Reyna. She'll bring it back out and reset for the streaks. On the dribble between the circles, 3.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Left wing, this is Sabrina Clay with it against Watson. She'll put it on the floor now. Dribbles out and gets to Reyna between the circles again. 3:23 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 61-47.
Looks like the streaks just content to take some air out of this ball.
Now a pass inside. Sabrina's able to get it away from Watson. And she's going to get fouled. She's going to go against Sagar. That'll be her third foul. It was kind of a dangerous pass as Reyna got it over the top. And Watson got it. She's got long arms and jumps well. She got a hand on it, but Sabrina able to go up and pull it away. 30-second timeout called by Salem with 3:16 to play. Streaks leading 61-47. Galesburg High boys playing in the championship of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Streaks down 32-28 at halftime. Joe Williams and Devin Ross both with three fouls for the streaks in that particular ball game. So the boys playing for the title and looking to go 14-0 on the season. They tied the best record ever, or best record to start the season, at 13-0, and are trying to break that tonight while winning that tournament championship.
Well, they're a true round robin over there. Do the streaks have to win the championship?
That I'm not sure of, honestly, because I don't know if Taylorville has any losses or not. Right, I think that's the way it's set up, that they were both going to come in with no losses in the tournament.
Just another Western Big Six girls score. Rock Island up at half over at the State Farm Classic, 38-14 over Wheaton Warville South.
Sabrina Clay hits the first, make it 62-47, 3:16 to play in the ballgame. Second shot up and good as well. Could be looking at a possible Dave's Automatic Crunch Time player of the game. She's been money from the free throw line. Made three of her last four. Now shot blocked by Casey as Hood drove in on the left side. Casey blocked it. It goes out of bounds. 3:09 left. And Salem will inbound on the right baseline. Watson to do the honor. 63-47 streaks.
Surprised they have Watson throw it in.
Yeah.
Because she's your best interior option.
Now a steal by Raina Gully down the left side. Lays it up and got fouled from behind by Sydney Holst. Shelby Holst was just going to let her go. And Sydney came from behind and swatted her across the arm. So Raina Gully will go to the free throw line. And that is now the 17th foul on Salem. So the streaks will be at the free throw line from here on out. But this is a two-shot foul anyway that Raina goes to the free throw line. Actually, first time she's been there tonight. She's got 12 points in the game. Raina was... didn't go to the line in the last game against Vandalia. She hits the first, but she was 5 for 5 against Sullivan. She was, against Olney, she was 1 for 1, but she was 10 for 14 last time we met this team on Friday morning, and she goes and nails both. Another possible Dave's Autobody Crunch Time play of the game, 65-47 streaks, under 3 minutes to play. Sydney Holst out high on the left side, out high right side to Hood. Now left side, it's Holst. Sydney Holst dribbles right, gives to Shelby Holst, top of the key. Now to Watson, high post, pulls up with a 10-footer, in and out, no good. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. Nice job defensively by Sabrina. No more she could do on that as Sabrina gets it to Raina Gully. Raina across midcourt in the center circle. And Watson usually money with that shot. Sabrina bothered her a little bit with it. Shaley with it now, gives to Casey on the left wing. Gets a pick from Shaley, goes to the free throw line, picks up with the left elbow, gives to Sabrina between the circles. Right wing to Raina Gully, 2:25 to play. Now Shaley Florine, left wing to Lexi Daniels. Lexi dribbles right against Shelby Holst. Now it's Sabrina Clay with it on high right side. Dribbles right, gives to Casey right baseline, drives in, stops up off the glass. Oh, in and out, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up off the glass again, got that one.
Casey just wanted that extra rebound in the standpoint.
67-47, back to a 20-point lead with 2 minutes to play. This is Hood, right wing, penetrates, stops, puts it up off the glass, too hard, no good. Shaley tried to get the rebound, and he blew the whistle before the ball went out of bounds to give it back to Salem.
Well, and on top of it, the girl ran the whole way down the lane. And
yeah. Shelby Holst inbound on the right baseline, and a timeout called, and this is going to be a full timeout called by Janet Holst. With 1:57 to play, it's Galesburg 67, Salem 47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Streaks up 67-47 with a minute 57 left to play in the ball game. By the way, as soon as we finish our broadcast here, the Galesburg High boys at halftime at Taylorville, as soon as our broadcast is done, we are going to pick up the rest of the boys' game here on WGIL. If you're looking for them now, they're on 92.7 FM, The Laser. So you'll be able to hear them here on WGIL just after our game is finished. Inbound comes, it's stolen away by Lexi Daniels. Gives to Raina Gully. Raina will walk it across in the midcourt circle.
Guessing that is not the play Coach Holst drew
up
in the
guessing not. Timeout. Yeah, coming out of a timeout with a turnover doesn't make you happy as a coach. Casey with it. It gets knocked away and stolen by Beer. Beer down the right side, and Sabrina bothered her, gets to Watson. Watson laid it up and in. Casey got a piece of her, and that's going to be her second foul. Watson will give a chance at the three-point play.
A great pass from Beer to Watson as she drew the defense and kicked it over to her. And then nice job by Watson finishing with the contact from Casey.
Watson with 19 on the game and a chance at the traditional three-point play. She had one earlier and missed that free throw. Shaley with a rebound. 1:33 to play, 67-49 streaks.
8 rebounds now for Shaley, and the 19 points by Watson match the 19 points she had against us in the first game of the tournament.
15 for Shaley. Streaks turn it over. This is Sager. Gives to Beer running down the right side. Laid it up too strong. Rebound to Sabrina Clay. Now it's Raina Gully with 1:14 to play. I expect they're, I don't know if they're going to try to foul or just try to force turnovers.
Well, I don't think there's a 1:08 left in this. I don't think you're in the range of fouling.
You wouldn't think. You hope not anyway. Lexi on the dribble against Shelby Holst. Now gives to Casey Williams, left to the center circle with 58 seconds to play. Casey gets pushed, and that should be an intentional foul right there.
Yeah, it should.
I mean, because there was, she wasn't, didn't go after the basketball. She was pushing her just to foul, and the reason they put that rule in was to help speed up the game. That if you do stuff like that, the team on offense or the team that gets fouled gets two shots of the ball, so it will prevent you doing that to make the game go quicker.
So the 1-1 here for Casey, who's been to the line just once before, and she knocked down both shots she got.
And hits the first of that, and she'll get the bonus. She's got 7 in the ball game, make it 68-49 streaks, 55.5 to play. Casey can put it back at a 20-point lead. Second shot bounces off. Watson with a rebound. 53 to play. This is Hood out between the circles. Goes to the right wing to Beer. Swing it over to Sager, left wing, three-pointer up and good.
She's hit a pair of those.
Yeah. Kelly Sager had her second three of the ball game. She's got 8 points, 37 seconds to play, 68-52 streaks. Raina Gully on the dribble against Hood, picks it up on the right side, gets to Lexi right of the center circle with 28 seconds to play. Lexi dribbles left, picks up, looks for help, gives to Casey, left of the center circle with 21 seconds to play. Casey dribbles right to the wing, now picks up, gets to Sabrina out near midcourt, and Watson's not even close enough. They're going to count, and she's not even going to guard her. Streaks are going to just be able to hold the ball. Sabrina just going to hold it and run the clock out. 8 seconds play. Now she's going to dribble with 6-5, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are going to win back-to-back Mattoon Holiday Tournament Championships. Final score, Galesburg 68, Salem 52. The Streaks move to 16-1 on the season after their victory here tonight. 68-52, the final score. We're going to come back and talk about this one and get a chance, hopefully, to talk to some of the victorious Streaks as they're going to make the trophy presentation. Actually, that really nice trophy, pretty big size. You don't see them that big anymore. Pretty nice size trophy that the Streaks are going to take home to Galesburg.
Do you think we should stay with Vinny Wake Walk very quickly so we can get
Yeah, we could do that. Let's pick up PA announcer Vinny Walk.
Oh, never mind. He doesn't have his mic on.
Oh, okay. Well, we thought because he was going to name. Going to present the trophy to the Streaks, and also they're going to name the all-tournament team and the tournament most valuable player as well. Streaks win it by a final of 68-52 over the Salem Wildcats, and the Streaks again move to 16-1. Salem drops to 12-4, two of the four losses to the Galesburg Silver Streaks over a span of 4 days. So the Streaks win it as Eric Gibson's heading down to the floor, and he's going to grab our mic as they are going to present the second-place trophy to Salem as they come and pick up their trophy. And we're going to go back to the PA announcer, Vinny Walk, as he's going to announce the all-tournament team, among other things.
Currently 12-4 overall. We wish them well and continued success throughout the rest of their season. This time we'd like to present the championship trophy to the Silver Streaks of Galesburg. Mr. Anthony Sheehan presenting the championship trophy. The Silver Streaks currently 16-1, 5-0 in tourney action. And now for the presentation of the all-tournament team. The all-tournament team was voted on by the coaches and officials, and here is the all-tournament team. From Salem, De'Ara Watson. We'd have the all-tournament team make their way to center court there. I'm sure there's several people that want to get some pictures afterwards. From Sullivan, Britton Boyer. From Mattoon, Avery Jackson. From Vandalia, Emma Meyer. from Sullivan, Emily Neuhauser. Trying to make her way to the court. From Galesburg, Raina Gulley. From St. Anthony, Megan Nuxall. From Mattoon, Sierra Thompson. From Salem, Kaylee Beer. From Galesburg, Lexi Daniels. And the 2014 MVP from Galesburg, Shaylee Florine. Congratulations to our all-tournament team here for the 36th Annual Mattoon Holiday Tournament. If you want to come down and get some photos, feel free to do so. Once again, a big thanks to all of our sponsors, and especially to Mark Sheehan, Monty Sheehan, and Anthony for the presentation of the trophies representing Sheehan Construction and the 19th Street Dairy Queen.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Vinny Walk. Again, Lexi Daniels and Raina Gulley, both on the all-tournament team, and Shaylee Florine named the most valuable player of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The Streaks win with a final score of 68-52. Eric's going to try to get a word with some of the players if we can get to them.
Thanks, Tom. Tom, I'm here with Casey Williams and Sabrina Clay, the seniors from the squad. Girls, talk a little bit about what this means to win a game this early in the season and also to come out, or tournament this early in the season and come out with a record so strong coming out of the 2014 into 2015.
Well, it feels really good. I mean, especially being away, and we had to travel a lot, so we had to be really strong and do our best possible basketball to win this tournament, and it makes us feel really good.
Now, Sabrina, obviously you walked away with some hardware yourself last year here, and now you come into this, obviously some foul trouble in some of the earlier games, but you still had the solid tournament. What do you think is the big thing for you guys going forward and building upon this success?
Going forward, I feel like we need to stay together as a team and play as a team because that's what wins our games.
Well, you guys are needed for a picture, so please go over with the team, and I'll talk to you soon. Back to you, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Eric. As they're going to get a team picture for the championship. Streaks win here 68-52, the final score. The Streaks victorious. I'm not sure if we may get a chance to chat with Coach Massey. Not sure, because sometimes after a title game like this with all the pictures and everything, we don't necessarily know. I mean, I know they'll be in a hurry after they get all the pictures and everything. They'll be in a hurry to try to get the bus and get back to Galesburg, about a 2.5-hour drive. So we'll see if we get a chance to chat with the coach. But we'll get to chat with some of the other players. I'm sure Eric will be able to get the tournament most valuable player, Shaylee Florida. I was a little bit worried there. He's going through all the all-tournament team. I was like, boy, where are the Galesburg girls? We just won the darn thing. And finally, Raina and Lexi, obviously very deserving, and Shaylee as well, the most valuable player of the tournament. Last year, it was Sabrina named the most valuable player of this Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Again, as soon as we're done with our broadcast here, we'll pick up the rest of the boys' game, their championship over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, as they're taking on the host Tornadoes tonight. Brad Bedowitz and Jim Lee with that action over in Taylorville. So they're still taking the pictures. The Streaks are really Eric and I talked about this. We saw the trophies in the AD's office, and really, really nice big trophy that the Streaks are getting to take home here tonight. So Eric's going to head back on the floor and see if he can get a word with some more of the Streaks as more pictures being taken with the trophy. I think Eric's going to get a word with Raina.
Tom, I'm back down the floor. I'm here with Raina Gulley. Raina, phenomenal performance. Another 10 assists tonight. You had two double-doubles in the tournament, points and assists. That's always got to feel good as a point guard.
Yeah, it does. We played great as a team. I'm proud of them, and we came through with this win tonight and got the championship.
How much, now you're only a sophomore, obviously, so it's not like you've been through the ranks, but how much of a, of a lift has it been to be able to go through this and have the opportunity to win now back-to-back championships and here in Mattoon and be able to build on that success going forward?
I'm so proud of my team right now. We play great together, and I'm looking forward to next year. We're losing a few seniors, and this is our last Christmas tournament with them, so we're going to miss them a lot, but we're glad to get the W for them.
Now, you personally, I know you're a big fan of talking about the team, but you personally, what do you think has been the biggest improvement in your personal game this year from last year?
I would say my turnover to assist ratio. I've been turning over less and getting more assists, so I think that's been my greatest improvement. I'm more used to playing with the girls, so I know where they are on the floor, and it helps with my assists, and I'm more used to the pressure, and I've adapted to the speed of the game, so that lowers my turnovers and taking care of the ball and getting used to everything and the speed of varsity.
And obviously walking away with another tournament championship here, what to you is the next big improvement that this team has to make in order to keep having success and going into the regional time?
We're playing great as a team right now. There are always a few things to work on, whether it's working the press, working against zone. That seemed we scored a lot less. We're going against zone this tournament, so that's always something we can improve on. But I'm looking forward to the future.
All right. Thank you, Raina. Tom, I'm going to grab the seniors one more time, and now I got Madison Ross over here, too. All right, ladies, Madison, you weren't over here earlier, but now you guys, as the seniors, have to depart from this and teach the younger kids something. What do you think is the biggest thing that you guys can leave this team with going forward throughout the season?
To work hard and to never give up and just listen to Coach Massey, and good things will come.
All right, wonderful. And Sabrina, obviously we were talking about it before when Coach Massey pulled you away, we've seen some foul trouble during the season. What do you think, what do you attribute that to mostly? I mean, is it just you being overly aggressive or?
Too aggressive on defense. I just need to learn how to just stand my ground, keep my hands straight up, don't lean forward, you know, just the basics that I just have to stick to.
Casey, one of the things that's really impressed us throughout this season, and especially in this tournament, has been your aggressiveness going to the lane. It seems like you have decided, taken it upon yourself when that three's not open to get into the lane and kind of break down the defense. Is that something you've consciously been trying to push yourself on? Or?
Well, yeah, I was practicing that a lot this summer because my shot wasn't the greatest at the beginning of the season, and I knew that I had a score for us to get in the game, and I should be a leader, and I decided to go to driving a lot more, and I know like I can get there and I can beat those girls, so that's just what I've been practicing.
Well, congratulations, ladies, and thanks again for coming on with us. Tom, I'm going to see if I can track down Shaylee and then Lexi.
All right, Streaks win it here by a final of 68-52. All tournament teams
live
included.
Coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg.
Coming back to me after
you
this.
You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Yim Ford's Dream Big Sales Event. Last chance of the year to get great deals on our exciting lineup of new Ford vehicles. Like the Ford Focus, up to 40 miles per gallon. Choose up to $3,000 in rebates or buy at zero for 72 months. The new Ford Escape has a foot-activated liftgate. Choose up to $2,500 in rebates or zero for 72.
But you better hurry if you want to dream big.
Get a great deal during the Dream Big Sales Event.
Going on now at Yim Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
The program must finance before to get zero for 72 and no rebates. Yim Ford for details.
As construction continues at Yim Ford on their new state-of-the-art showroom coming in 2015, the service department has been moved to the west end of the building, and they're still here to help keep your vehicle running like it should this winter with a free winter car wellness clinic. No appointment necessary. They'll test your battery and inspect your tires for free. And if you need a battery or tires, they'll install them for free, too. Free installation on batteries and tires you purchase at Yim Ford through the end of the year. Come on out for your free winter car wellness clinic at the service department at Yim Ford, West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg. Galesburg. Why go anywhere else?
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of flurries tonight with a low near 17 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, but colder with a high near 22. And tomorrow night, clear and colder yet with a low near 6 degrees with wind chill readings of 0 to 10 below 0. For your Wednesday, sunny with a high near 18 and wind chill readings 0 to 10 below 0 as well. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks win it here tonight, 68-52, the final. Streaks champions of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, and Eric Gibson's going to get a word with the tournament most valuable player, Shayla Florine, also all tournament team member, Lexi Daniels. Eric?
Thanks, Tom. I'm done here with Lexi Daniels. Lexi, all-tournament team, you've got to be pretty happy with that accomplishment.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's a big accomplishment for me, but, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do it without the girls on my team, and we played really well together this weekend. I couldn't be more proud right now.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know if you were going to have a chance at this. After watching you shoot those first couple of games, you couldn't hit the broadside of the barn, and then all of a sudden you were splashing them left and right. It was ridiculous.
I know. It was Friday morning, just all Friday, it was rough for me. I don't know, but then Saturday, I just knew that after I relaxed, square my feet, shoot like I can, and I was good, and I was really happy with myself.
Any truth to the rumor that Coach Massey is going to paint the background green with a big M on it at Thiel so that you'll hit like that there?
I wish.
Well, good job. Congratulations. So, you know, just looking at the maturation of your game, Tom and I were talking about it off the air earlier. Your freshman year, you were very hesitant to take shots. Even last year, you were very hesitant to take shots. Now it's become a thing where your release is getting quicker. You seem more confident when you get in your turns. You know, we always kind of relate back to Jessica Howard, obviously one of the last prolific three-point shooters at Galesburg. She had one of the quickest releases she could hit in the nick of time, and now it seems like your release has gotten a lot quicker, too. Is that something you work on?
Yes, I work on it every practice. I used to come in. I come in on Sundays for about an hour, shoot. I do my own drills. I have everything that I do, and it's starting to show now, and I'm so happy. I've worked really hard for it, and I'm just so proud of my team and everybody and on this win.
All right. Well, congratulations, Lexi, and congratulations again even on the all-tournament team.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom, I've got Shaylee Florine now. Shaylee, I overheard the officials talking before the game, and they were going to do everything they could to make sure you didn't win this tournament MVP. A little frustration, huh, when you went to the bench after that fourth foul?
Yeah, there's always spots of frustration in every game, and something that I've struggled with, but I've also tried really hard to work on and not letting that get to my head and just keep going on to the next play, because even if it's not me that's playing my best, then I know I'm confident that the rest of the team can pick it up, so I'm confident that we can always get through it.
Well, obviously, De'Ara Watson was a tough matchup for you. She's a heck of a ball player, and we've seen her now 2 years in a row, very athletic. You've got an inch or two on her, but that's about it, and she can jump. What was your biggest challenge having to play against Ms. Watson?
It's a lot of player that I respect a lot. It's a lot of trusting that your teammates are going to be there, because she's the type of player that if you get in front of her, they can lob it to her from behind. If you stay behind her, she can make a move on you. So a lot of it's just staying with it and doing everything you can, living with the shots that they make and trying your best to stay out of foul trouble so that we can get good stuff on offense as well.
Well, obviously last year and for most of this season, probably a high majority of your shots have come within the 4 to 6 feet from the rim. But we've seen you stepping out a little bit more, 10 to 12 feet out. Is that something that you've been kind of working on, knowing that teams are collapsing down on you?
I think that's something that I've thought about and we've thought about as a team, that sometimes when the post is, they'll send two on the post so we know that we can kick it out. And I'm confident in my shooting, and I think that there's times when it's open and I just need to go for it.
Well, all-tournament MVP, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot, but I don't know what I'd do without my team. I was sick all weekend, so it was a lot of, they were behind me the whole time, and they were supporting me through all of it, so that really helps a lot.
You probably owe Lexi and Raina some ice cream for those passes they were getting to you inside, because I'll tell you what, they had a lot of the assists to your basket.
Yeah, definitely. Their placement, we work on that a lot. The placement of a lot of their passes is spot on. I couldn't ask for better guards.
Well, it looks like you guys are just about to get going, so congratulations on the team win and also on the Ultimate MVP.
Thank you very much.
All right, back to you, Tom, as we've heard from just about everybody on the team. Hopefully everyone can hear just how great of a win this was for Galesburg.
All right, thanks much, Eric, and thanks to the players for taking the time. Our post-game interviews brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Altogether Better. Our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Boy, this was, again, not easy tonight, and I don't know if I should wait for Eric to get back up here or not. He's on his way back up. This is not an easy one, as you know, so many players contributed tonight. Scoring wise, a balance again: 21 for Lexi, 14 for Raina, 15 for Shaylee, 11 for Sabrina. Some big free throws in the fourth quarter by Sabrina. Casey with one, Raina with two of them as well. So you know, I'm not sure where was the crunch time in this game. Because there are a couple of points where the Streaks would, as Eric said, you know, they get a little bit of a lead, and then Salem would creep back in. Get a little bit of a lead, Salem would creep back in, and then finally in that fourth quarter, the Streaks really started to pull away. Well, in the third, and again, I guess you could argue again, the same young lady the last two games with what she did when the Streaks were pulling away in that third quarter with her three-point shooting, one of the ladies that Eric just talked to, Lexi Daniels. So what is your vote? I'm like stumped on this. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. One of my biggest pet peeves in tournaments like this, Tom, is when they name the MVP based solely on points. And yeah. I'm not saying that that's what they did here, because Shaylee's definitely deserving, don't get me wrong. But I think sometimes you have to look at the all-around game and how did they – who was the – when you're talking about most valuable – who was the player that, if you took them out, you know, would have changed things immensely? And, you know, we've seen game in, game out of teams having a game plan not only for the post players for the Streaks, but also for the point guard.
Yeah.
And my vote for today especially would be for Raina Goley. She came in there. She scored 14 points. She had 10 assists. She had two steals, a block. I mean, me personally, you know, if you take her 10 points and you just say they were all twos, which they weren't, 'cause she assisted on most of the threes, you know, there's an additional 20 points she attributed on top of the 14 right. She scored herself. So, I mean, we're looking at a player who, realistically, Galesburg hasn't had a point guard in the mold of Raina Goley in quite some time, and it's really kind of transformed the way that they do things. And you heard Shaylee sing the praises just then about how great it is to have players that can get her the ball where she needs it. And that, and I can tell you from experience, by no means as good as Shaylee is, but when I played, that was one of the toughest things, is getting the ball in the post where you want it, as opposed to getting it with somebody tipping it or having to chase it down or having to get it into a double team.
All right, I can go with that, because Raina also, on top of what she did, hit two big free throws in the fourth quarter as well. So Raina Gully is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our final stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Girl Scout Council offers an event on January 17th, from A to Zoo. It's a trip to the Niabe Zoo, just $6, and the last day to register is January 8th. You can find the registration link and information on another Girl Scout event for younger kids on our calendar at WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks win the Mattoon Holiday Tournament Championship here, 68-52 over the Salem Wildcats. Again, Raina Gully, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. The Galesburg High boys at the end of third were up on Taylorville, 47-44. Ethan Meeker with five threes in that ball game and 21 points for the Streaks. All right, time to take a look at our post-game stats, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis. I know Eric's furiously trying to get his done, because as soon as the game was over, he had to run down and get the wireless mic and get the interviews. We'll start off point-wise. Streaks were led by Lexi Daniels, 21 points. She hit six more three-pointers, had a two-pointer, which actually was a traditional three-point play to her first points of the game, one for one from the free-throw line. 15 points for Shaylee Florine, five field goals, five for six from the free-throw line. line. 14 points for Raina Gully, who we just talked about. 14 points, 10 assists. She was 2 for 2 from the line, 6 baskets. 11 points for Sabrina Clay. Had some foul trouble, but still persevered and was able to get a lot done for the Streaks. She had a 3, a 2, and was 6 for 8 from the free throw line. It was just the 5 starters that scored for the Streaks in the ball game. Galesburg was 7 threes, 17 for 21 from the free throw line. Salem, not surprisingly, led by Dara Watson with 19 points. Let's see, it was 11 for Maddie Hood, and she didn't score in the fourth quarter. She scored 9 in the first half and had a couple of free throws in the third quarter and then did not score the rest of the game. 8 points off Kelly Sager. I guess she did start tonight. A couple of threes, one in the third, one in the fourth, a two-pointer as well. 7 points for Emily Bear off the bench. 5 points for Shelby Holst, 2 points for Sydney Holst. The Wildcats, 9 for 13 from the free throw line. They hit 3 three-pointers in the game here tonight. Streaks move to 16-1 on the season. Salem drops to 12-4. So the Streaks win it here tonight. are you anywhere close to being ready? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take our final timeout here, let Eric get those stats done. We'll run down our the rest of the final stats and wrap things up and send it to the boys game coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon, where the Streaks win it by a final of 68-52 over the Salem Wildcats. Streaks, the champions of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament for the second consecutive year, and the second consecutive year that they've beaten Salem in the championship game. It was just strange and interesting that they opened the tournament against Salem on Friday morning and then had to play them in the championship. In fact, every single game today, as we talked with the coaches about that, was a duplicate game that each team had already played each other in the tournament. But the Streaks win it here. All-tournament team, Lexi Daniels, Raina Gully, and Shaylee Florine named the tournament most valuable player. And again, Lexi with, Raina, 14 points, 10 rebounds, our day's auto body, or 10 assists, excuse me, day's auto body crunch time player of the game.
Well, the stats pretty similar for the two teams. 10 turnovers for the Salem Wildcats, only 7 for the Streaks. The Streaks did a wonderful job taking care of the basketball and not as many turnovers as we've seen them force, but not a bad game nonetheless. Rebounding battle, it was 23 for the Streaks, 21 for Salem. Streaks were out offensive rebounded, 6-5. Salem was 20 of 45 from the field, including 3 of 5 from distance. The Streaks were 22 of 39, including 7 of 14 from distance. Some individual stats that pop out at you. Shaylee Florine had 8 rebounds to go with her 7 points, a block and an assist. Sabrina Clay had 7 rebounds to go with her 10 points, 2 steals and 2 blocks. Casey Williams with 3 rebounds and an assist, 2 steals, an assist, and 2 rebounds for Lexi Daniels. And as I said earlier, 10 assists, 2 steals, and a block to go with 2 rebounds for Raina Gully. So another just phenomenal game by those girls. And it's one of those things where you look at, you know, you want a team complete team effort, and that's kind of what we saw in this one as the Streaks were able to prevail pretty handily against all the competition they saw here.
Yeah. So a nice win again for the Streaks. Final score 68-52. The Streaks win their second consecutive Mattoon Holiday Tournament Championship. We know we're going to be coming back again next year. Coach Matsey said this was the first of a two-year contract here at Mattoon. And so we'll for sure be coming up back next year. After that, who knows? But, what's really interesting, there's going to be some great players back. Darrell Watson, just a junior, she'll be back. And some of the other good players from this tournament, either juniors or underclassmen as well. And, of course, the Streaks with many, many of those.
Right. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you want to see great competition every time you go somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's going to be one of the things that I think the Streaks have to be happy with is, yeah, they may have come down here and kind of walked through the competition. But the question ultimately is going to be, you know, how did these teams improve? And is it going to be a situation where they improve enough to make it something for the Streaks to really have to worry about down the road? They've won two in a row. They're going to go for the three-peat next year.
A little over 4 minutes to play. The Galesburg High boys up 53-52, back-and-forth game there. We're going to get you over to Taylorville coming up momentarily. Streaks win it here again, 68-52, the final score. They are champions of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Galesburg back in action this Saturday when they will play host to Normal West. That'll be another Wildcat team, the Normal West Wildcats, coming up to John Thiel Gym this Saturday afternoon. And it'll be 1:10 for the pregame, 1:30 scheduled tip-off here on WGIL and WGIL.com. By the way, tomorrow afternoon, the Illinois Fighting Illini are in action. It's a weird weekday afternoon game in the Big Ten as they take on the Michigan Wolverines up at Michigan in Ann Arbor. 1 o'clock pregame, 2 o'clock tip-off here on WGIL. So, again, that tomorrow afternoon. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Raina Gully, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Streaks win it here tonight. Final score 68-52. Streaks champions of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Thanks to our studio engineer Sean McCutcheon. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arrett saying good night from Mattoon.